Let me just say that was one heck of an effort. I saw a lot of examples of guys really emptying their bucket, phrase that says really giving everything they had, straining, not flinching in tough circumstances, finding a way. The head coach and the quarterback are tied, only two guys in the organization that are tied directly to wins and losses. And to see our quarterback, our young quarterback, take our football team down there at the end, that was special. That was special. So really proud of the men in that room. We've worked hard. This is the first of many moments like that. Going to be a lot of fun. A very good football team that we went against. That was a tough, hard-fought win. I'm sure there are plenty of things that we'll pick apart and talk about that weren't how they need to be going forward. But for today, they were enough. And for today, we'll take that huge win that we needed so badly and go enjoy it tonight. So questions? Yeah, I mean, on top of a week of, you know, people thinking maybe I'm hiding something or whatever, you know, he came in the morning after and said he was fine and he threw the ball well all week and prepared hard all week. And it was a normal week in most respects, you know. It was just a lot of really, I mean, because he couldn't finish last week. But he really got it behind him very quickly. It was a testament to his will, his desire, and his willingness to do the extra things to get his body to recover, which is part of that, you know, to be able to bounce back from an injury like that. So really, really pleased with him. How about Charles Woodson? I mean, how about Charles finding a way to make it out here today, you know, with the shoulder and him being questionable all week and very limited all week. So, look, that's what makes this game so special. You know, it's a team effort. That's what it takes, and we got a full team effort today. Yeah, he just kept playing. Our thought coming in here was, hey, let's come in and relax and play good football. We know we've paid the price. We've prepared. We're ready to do this thing together. Let's just relax and go play, and have fun. And I think for, you know, our football team, that was important. I think, you know, we clearly wanted it real bad. We worked real hard, and obviously, you know, the beginning last week wasn't what we were looking for. That was a tough one to take, but I think we owned up to, you know, some things that went wrong and just kind of forged ahead, and here we are with the big comeback win at home.
Coach, can you tell me a little bit about Seth Roberts? Because it never hurts too much about him. What a way to step forward into the game.
Step forward with a game winner?
Yeah,
that was nice. You know, he's worked hard. He's worked hard. The wide receiver group, you know, because we brought in Coop and Crabb, the guys that were here before, you know, there was a lot of competition for those spots and playing time and whatnot. And, you know, he's earned his way, you know. And so great for him, great for us to see him, you know, do real well there. Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of things that we want to do offensively, some of which we're able to get done today at a little better rate. You know, we've got people that can get down the field. We've got a quarterback that's very accurate down the field. We're going to be able to run the ball well. You know, that's a really physical front, physical defense that we went against today. And our offense was terrific, you know, for most of the day. So, you know, I would just say that today was a little closer for what we're looking for, you know, with the offense production.
Jack, I don't think that they touched the car more than a few times all day. Did you guys do something different with the offensive line this week?
No, our protection has been really good. Really, I mean, I think all camp, all preseason, and for the first two games, I think our protection has really been pretty good. So I think the O-line is doing a nice job with that. Oh, I see great examples every day. I think in terms of turning the corner and going on to next, it's so important. we've got to go on to next now. We're going to enjoy this one, okay, but we've got to go on to next. So, you know, when we visit on Tuesday, you're going to hear me talking about we've got to go on to next. It's the next opportunity. That's what this league's about, okay? People have big wins, big losses, things happen. You've got to go on to the next one as quickly as possible. So, you know, we'll enjoy it tonight, but we understand, you know, it's one game, and it's a big win, and it was certainly after a really productive offseason, it kind of shows that some of that hard work and all those sacrifices that there's light at the end of the tunnel, you know, that there is a payoff when you're doing things the right way.
Yeah, I guess what I'm saying, it's only your second regular season.
Yeah.
So after last week, not good. But was there a point during the practice of last week where you thought, I know this team?
That's what I'm saying. It's been continuous. We've been giving good effort. I think there was a point throughout the week where each day I thought we got a little better about getting over the game. I was concerned all week about turning our attention forward with positive energy and not dwelling on the negative vibe of what was. And, of course, no offense, but, you know, you guys like to dwell on the negative, you know. So it's like, you know, it's a battle, but it's one that – but I do believe that our guys did have the faith, did continue to believe and work and prepare. And that allowed us to come out and have a moment like that. And look, we're going to play a lot better football going forward. But it was good enough today.
Coach, last year after the Irish had their first win, they lost 52-0. So how do you make sure they don't get too high?
We're just not going to travel to St. Louis. Isn't that what happened last year? It was special. It was special. I had to like focus on taking my mind elsewhere, so I didn't get all choked up. So very special for me.
Did you see your pass rush start to get there, but as the game went along?
I really believe that pass defense is something that we'll improve at as we go throughout this year. I really believe that we've got some dynamic rushers. Our coverage, you know, is going to need to be better, and it's being challenged. The first couple of weeks has not been anywhere near where it's going to need to be. But we'll address it, we'll work on it, we'll correct it, we'll do the things we can to help clean it up. But, yeah, I do believe that we've got the makings of a pretty salty rush, and that will help our coverage.
Yeah, defense, not to dwell on negative.
Yeah. Go ahead, have it. You sure you don't want to wait for tomorrow? or Tuesday? All right, go ahead. I think both defenses would come out of this game saying, you know, we certainly feel like we are capable of doing better, right? The difference is we're going to get to make our corrections with a W. So I think both offenses were really terrific today. You know, a lot of offensive productivity. For those that like the high-scoring games, you know, there was a lot of scoring there, a lot of activity, a lot of action. So, you know, I'm sure the defensive coaches on both sides are going to talk about the things they need to correct, and rightly so. But as a team, we get to go home happy.
Cooper, kind of a NFL day for him.
He's a good player. He's a good player. You know, he's very active. I didn't see the stats on it. We take a peek. Yeah, so he went over 100 yards. And it was good to see. You know, he's got a lot of ability, and he's a hard worker.
How much did the heat affect anything today? That's not even, I think it's the hottest point in the game.
Yeah, I think it's a testament to the work that's been done with the conditioning. It was hot. It was hot, as hot as I can remember it being in the Bay Area, and it was very warm. I thought our guys weathered it fairly well. You know, we had a few guys that sought out IVs and things. Hydration was stressed all week. It's part of what we do anyhow. But we really made it a focus this week leading into the game. I thought for the most part we weathered. I thought a pretty good job. Throughout.
Yeah, 10-0 and they come back and tie it, or 30-20 and they come back and tie it.
Yeah.
If you come away after winning a game like that, but even more than you would say if it was different circumstances?
Oh, I don't know. To me, it's, you know, one in the plus column, one in the negative column, one in the minus column, you know, and we move on. So, you know, you don't get style points at the end of the year. They're going to add up how many you won. And, you know, that's one in the win column. We'll take it and move on.
With the way the media has evolved, negative,
No.
Time for one more, guys. Time for one more question, Scott.
Coach, winning the way that you did, do you think that it can inspire confidence in your team? Should they be in a difficult spot that, hey, we've done it, and this could be a good example for how you can come?
Well, look, positive experiences, negative experiences, their experiences, we're going to either win or we're going to learn. And we're going to learn when we win, and we'll move on. I feel like it's really, I said it when I started, I think it kind of is a validation of some of the hard work, but I don't want to get too carried away, you know, so it's a nice win. We're going to enjoy it today, and then on Tuesday we'll turn our attention forward. So thank you.